Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Confessions of a Spirit Messenger show, mediumship and spirituality with a no BS attitude. Although the information presented here is inspired by spirit, you are always welcome to your own interpretation. Thank you so much for being here, and we hope you'll enjoy the show.
All right, I don't know if you guys can hear me now. I'm back in. I called in through a different method. Hang on a second. Let's see what happens if I... Oh, here we are. It's magic. All right, I think I'm there. Man, this is why it's important for people to tell me what's cooking. That's why another reason I got the chat room. I can't tell because you guys, when you broadcast live on a show, you don't hear yourself because then it's kind of got like a delay on it, and things are not echoey if you do it that way. Anyway, so here I am in Florida. I had just been telling you about Lori Bruno, how I connected with her, and she was the first person that helped me understand and identify that I am actually what would be called a witch. And a witch, Kimmy, I can hear you now. Oh, that's nice. Okay, good. the basics of it are that, you know, witchcraft is as old as anything. It's old as dirt. It's older than the angels. The angels were around before the Bible. Angels, you know, this is basically the way that I identify myself as a witch. For two reasons, okay? One, witches do not have a prescribed set of rules or dogma. That's extremely important because every other system does. They have prescribed holidays. They have, you know, stories of how, you know, things came to be. There's an element of organization there, and it's all around these really specific beliefs. Witches don't have that. A witch is the most free word in the English language. And although it's a dirty word in a lot of circles, you guys, I'm taking it back. Taking it back. No more. It's trash. That's trash to be. Here's the other thing about witches. Generally speaking, we're very plugged in people. I might equate the same, you know, definition of like a psychic with or a person who connects to the other side or spirit in any way as a witch, because what we're doing is plugging into the connection that is as old as time. Everything in this world is connected. We're all part of this beautiful grid of light, and everything can communicate with everything else. It's the same way that your tiny little white blood cells in your body know when to launch and attack a virus. It's the way that the communication works that we don't understand, but it doesn't mean that it's not happening. And it doesn't mean we'll never understand how it happens. Although, yes, you know, we're pretty slow as humans, I'm not going to lie. But this is the reason why I identify as a witch and why I want to talk about it. And nature is a big part of it. There's a connection with nature. There's a connection with other people, empaths. I would consider somebody who's empathic to be a witch. But, you know, it is a word that you need to claim, and it's a word that you need to own for yourself if that's how you choose to identify. Just know that, like everything else, the English language has connotations and denotations, and there's going to be a lot of people who don't like that sound of that word. It will just make them cringe. We need to start understanding that being a wild woman, being a woman who responds to that inner voice that has those primitive knowings, there's nothing mysterious about them. We were created to be this way. Animals do have a language. They do talk to each other. It's telepathic. And I believe a lot of it is vibes, if you want to call it that. If you want to boil it down to something that's like a little more digestible, there's vibes. There's parts of us, even physically, that we ignore. You know, how many times have you had the hair on the on your neck stand up? That's a sensation that it doesn't, it's not caused by a physical thing in the world when it happens. It's caused by a very deep response that you have, which is a connection to something that's making itself known to you. That's a gift. If you access that, that's a gift. So witchcraft, modern, being a modern witch for me means I don't have to follow anybody's rules. I don't have to attend any church. I mean, yes, I am a minister in a church, but I'll tell you something. We don't have a physical church, or at least we didn't when I left. The church is you. The church is your heart. The church is, you bring it with you wherever you go. That is the only reason I would ever have agreed to be a minister for any church. Lori Bruno, High Priestess Lori Bruno, you can find her in Salem. She has her own store called Magica. Definitely visit her. If you get a chance, make an appointment ahead of time. Do not expect to walk in there and talk to her. It's so hard. And she, you know, she's pretty busy. So do that. But, you know, when I walked in that store, I just felt a totally different thing. And when I realized that this is another person who is an Italian witch, I don't know, something just fell into place and all of those little puzzle pieces fit together. And I thought, this is it. This is what I am. All this time I've been this, and I needed to reach out to that place inside me that had some rejection of the word, like a lot of other people. And that's what happened. So let's see. Nobody has any questions? I do have somebody on the phone, but it looks like they're probably just calling in to listen. Not really seeing. If you are the person on hold for with the 951 area code, do me a favor and create an account so I can talk to you in the chat room, because calls have always been kind of tricky on this. And considering I just spent the first 10 minutes of the show doing nothing because it wasn't working. I guess my microphone must not have been working with the software I was using. I really don't want to mess with the phone tonight. This is a whole test drive thing because I haven't done this in so long, my Lord. Anyways, I'm out here in Florida now, Fort Myers area. What can I tell you about that? What's the climate like for witches in the Fort Myers area? Oh, Lord. Okay, let me see. Okay, so when I first moved here, I did the first thing that any witch would do. I said, I need to find other witch people. And so I got on like meetup.com and the good old internet. And I said, let me see if I can find some people who are weird, because I'm weird and I need to find other weird people. I was at least at that place in my life when I knew, like, I'm not going to meet people the regular, normal way. Not that I don't even know anyone does that anymore, to be honest. But so I started to check around. Now, let me preface this. Now that you guys didn't hear the intro, I don't know. Oh, you know what? Maybe you did hear the intro, because that's actually uploaded. Anything I say here, you know, these are all just me relating my observations and my experiences. I'm not here to trash talk anybody, say what's right, what's wrong, whatever. It really, all of that is all open to your own interpretation, okay? But I will tell you my experience, and you know, that's the way it is. For certain people, there's a fit, and for other people, there is not. I really honestly couldn't find many groups that were gathering that, you know, I mean, it just wasn't there. However, I found two things that I decided I would use as a way to dip my toe into the pond down here. So the first one was I found the Center for Spiritual Living, which is sort of like an alternative church. If you're a normal, like, religion, mainstream religion person, these are all what you would consider to be sort of like, I don't know, New Age offshoots. They're not seen by traditional religious people as, you know, legitimate churches. They haven't been around that long. And, you know, you get stuck in your ways. This is how people think. So I figured, okay, well, this is probably the kind of place where everybody defects when they decide that regular church isn't good anymore, or it doesn't give them what they came for. So I went there, and people were very welcoming, and it was a very nice place. But let me tell you, the first red flag that I got, just for me as a person who's psychic and who's a medium, and this is just an undeniable part of my world on a daily basis. I went through and I looked up the workings, the different works of Ernest Holmes. And I found that just like the Bible, certain things had been removed by people in the higher levels because they just didn't seem relevant. You want to know what it was that didn't seem relevant? The entire section on psychic ability. I was like, okay, so you, like, literally I just found out I don't have a place here. I don't have a place here. And I think the reason they took it out, quite honestly, you know, I was told by the person who was the head of the church I went to at the time, there just wasn't enough evidence to support it. So they felt it was best left out. You know what I think? I think that it didn't fit in with whatever programming they were working on because they couldn't find a place for it. So they just took it out. Because guess what, guys? This really pissed me off, honestly. Like I said, from a person like myself who's in that receptive mode, who's picking up things all the time, to be told, well, you're manifesting everything. Everything around you is all in your, you know, your mind and your energy, and it's all okay. Look, I got news for you. We're not the end all be all. There's a higher power. There is divinity. There's source. There's God. Like it or not, it's higher than you, and it has more of a perspective than you. I don't even know to call it he or she because I don't know where you guys are all at, but at this point, I just call it spirit. Now, the way that they talk about this is the you know, you have to have my cough is still bad. You have to have like no ego in this. Like, oh, you know, when things like this happen and you get upset, it's just your ego. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. You're telling me I'm not receiving the information I'm getting? I'm not receiving it? Yeah, it might be colored through a human filter, but we're here for that. We came here for that. There's purpose in that. It just seemed like everything that I found that resonated as a personal truth didn't have a place there. And I couldn't sit there, I couldn't sit there anymore through all those, whatever you want to call them, sermons. I just couldn't do it. That's the first place that I went to. And then I started realizing, no, yeah, I don't know what to do with myself. If this is, I can't start over and not find people. I got to find some people. I also found through Meetup a group that did a spiritualist circle. And I was like, okay, I know these people. I've been to a spiritualist church, more than one. They believe all about life after death and communication with the dead. At least this is a place where I know this is going to, you know, be accepted and embraced and celebrated. So I went there, and lo and behold, the first night that I was there, I met, at least two very, very special and important people that became a part of my life that were also there for the first time. And since we were all there, we were there for the first time collectively, I didn't know who was new and who wasn't. So, and I don't think they did either, but I connected with them immediately. And the spiritualist part of it, you know, I was already doing mediumship. I was giving readings. I haven't been doing that lately, but I was giving readings, and I didn't really need to learn how to do that because I was already doing it. But one of my teachers told me it would be really good for me experience-wise to see how it's done in the spiritualist community, the spiritualist church, because they have a very specific process. It's, you know, it's built like an organized religion. So there's like things that are part of that. It's not like a big free-for-all. So I went. And for a long time, I really enjoyed it. I got good vibes. It was a little disappointing sometimes because you'd show up and your people wouldn't show up too because everybody couldn't come every single week. But then there was some things going on there, and I thought, and I'll tell you what they are. There's nothing bad. It's basically this. When you already have a natural ability to do something, and then somebody tries to instruct you to do it and come at it at a whole other angle, it just doesn't work. You can't, if you have a natural talent or a natural ability, you can't tell somebody, you can help them develop it, you can help them expand it, but you got to work with what you got. You can't just start from scratch. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't let on that I was as advanced as I was. I didn't tell her, well, I give readings and I talk to dead people. And I didn't do all that. I don't like being that person that shows up and tries to act like they know everything, because I don't. And I want to know what everyone else knows way more than I want to talk about anything I've done. But it did, I can remember one occasion especially where it just really got on my nerves, because I know a lot of the people that were sitting in that room, they didn't have a natural ability, but they wanted to try to foster the one, you know, the senses that they had. It's really difficult when you're trying to come at it totally new. I don't know how to explain it in a really easy way right now, maybe another time, but I didn't really use the word witch there. Can tell you that. I'm sure that people there would have been uncomfortable with it. People that were sitting in that room came from all different backgrounds, but the one thing they all had in common was communication with the dead. So the spirit circle was a great place for a long time, until I had that one experience and I realized I can't do this. I can't sit here and do this. We were led through a group exercise that was supposed to help us sort of relax into connecting with spirit. And it had something to do with imagining being at a dinner party with like everyone you know, or some, I don't know, something to that effect. And we were supposed to imagine this and imagine that. And I'm like, no. I don't imagine anything. I wait till the people talk to me, and then I tell them then I tell other people what they're telling me. Like, to me, it was just so cut and dry. But I guess I've always been a natural receptacle for things like that. So I didn't even know. I'm sitting across from this woman, and I'm like, I don't know. This is what's going on in my head right now, because this is what she's telling us that there's people at the table, blah, blah, blah. She goes, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any of that stuff. And I'm like, okay. I go, let's do this. This might have been one of the first times I was there. I said, why don't you tell me who you want to talk to? And I will ask and see if that person is there. Because you can ask. And just like here, I can call you and you cannot answer. Or you can be too busy. So I did that. And I gave her a little bit of information that I was receiving. And she was like, yes, that's right. And I'm like, okay. So now I'm getting goosebumps again. My God, this is so funny. Now see, that's not because it's suddenly cold in here. That's another example. Like, that's a perception. That is a response to something that is felt very deeply, intuitively. When I started giving her information, it was right. And I thought, I can't do this. I can't be in this structure. It's not right for me. It doesn't work. Not to say they were all doing something wrong. It's, you know, none of that. But I'm talking about trying to find your place. And honey, I landed on witch. So I kept my eyes open. I went to the quote unquote new age stores in the area. There's a few of them. They're great stores. They've got a lot to offer. They have great merchandise, really talented people. I'll refrain from, you know, naming anybody in particular. If you're in the Fort Myers area and you Google metaphysical stores, you'll see them. And you know, a couple have actually closed since I've been here, and that's really sad, because I don't like to think that people won't support those kind of businesses. That just makes me feel like maybe it's not the right place for that. But it is. It is the right place. It wasn't. Sometimes you have to really speak out and risk saying something like, hey, I'm a witch. And it's not good enough to just have a watered down sort of like universal perspective and everybody's welcome and everybody that like it, honey, everybody's not welcome everywhere. That's not me saying that. That's just a fact of the world. There's no universal anything except for the fact that we're all spirit. You can start there. But once you get into the human aspect and the human element of things, there's a whole lot of complications that go along with that. So I sat and I waited and I said, look, I got nothing. And I waited. And then all of a sudden, I got a message. And I was like, what is this? This is awesome. It was a witch store that finally opened up. And so I'm just going to delete that. So a witch store finally opened up in the area, or was opening up in the area. And I realized, oh my God, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to do. And I reached out to the proprietor of the store. And basically, we've been friends ever since. And she also identifies as a witch. I hate when people try to tell me how to do my thing. I do what I do. You do what you do. I never tell you what your truth is because I don't know that. You know that. I never tell you what to do. I don't tell you that you have to believe anything. So I'm pretty much in a place where I've got ultimate freedom. And I'm making sure that other people who are looking for the same freedom are able to get someone that won't sit across from them and judge them for what it is that they want to be, who they, you know, what they perceive and all that. So, yeah, this is cool. Oh, sweetheart, did you come in here to bother me? Is that what you're here for? You want to harass me? Thank you so much. You know what you make me do, sweetheart? You make me up my game. So whatever it is that you want to say, yeah, whatever language, good for you. Everything's awesome. Bye-bye. So I'm going to close the chat because it's obviously just going to attract creepers right now. And I already have people that are on the phone. So let us see what else we can do here. Oh, I forgot I could do this. So yeah, man, this interface has been completely just, it's so like automated since I've been on here because it's been like years. So the other part of this is basically us getting ready to do, what's it called? Well, we want to do a podcast, but we're not really sure exactly how. It's going to be either something on Facebook because that technology works pretty well. And we do have some stuff that we can actually show if we have video. But we're thinking about maybe just doing a podcast where we just chat and stuff and take calls and, you know, stuff like that. And that would be the proprietor of The Curious Cauldron, which is the witch shop that opened up here. Basically, we were thinking it would be cool to once a week bring up some topics that maybe nobody else really talks about and see how that goes, because there's a lot of things people are afraid to talk about. And that doesn't really help. You know, I feel like being in silence served a purpose for a while because, you know, we're in America. In America, you have freedom of speech. You have freedom of religion. Those freedoms are, you know, they're blessings that people don't have in other countries. You know, you can walk around here and say you hate the president. Can't do that in other countries. When they do that, things happen. Not pretty. So this is a blessing, and I feel like it's kind of our responsibility to utilize those rights that we have here. yes, as I said, I've been sick for like 3 weeks now. I can't even believe I'm actually able to talk for a time I wasn't. I got all kinds of throat stuff and chest stuff and blah. Even though Florida is a sunshine state, people still get sick here, guys. So let me see something here. This is fun. I lost my Facebook connection. That sucks. Actually, before I started doing this, I was starting to get a whole bunch of weird, what's it called? Just glitches on my computer. So I was like, no, don't do this already. okay, I'm back on Facebook. All right, that works. So just in case anybody wanted to message me, because, yeah, that was an easier way to do it. Anyhow, what do you guys want to know about? Like, what is modern witchcraft? Modern witchcraft is whatever you like. You know, if you like to mix in a little of this and a little of that, you can. Italian witches absolutely use Catholicism. People in voodoo absolutely use Catholicism. There are elements of all of these things. A lot of the religions that are out there have really beautiful parts to them that are true. It's just like a truth. And you can't exclude those, you know, especially if in your upbringing it was something that spoke to you. So hold on a second here. Oh no, now I messed this up. Yeah, that's not good. Okay. So basically taking the word back. Me and Maria are taking the word back. There's no more of this crap where, you know, we're evil and we're this. We're the same. There's everything that was created by God in this universe has everything in it. Everything, good and bad, what we call good and bad. I say it all the time, you know, what is normal for the spider is chaos for the fly. You can only get perspective. You cannot judge any of it. And from a higher perspective, there's balance. There's a balance and a perfection that was created within all of this that we as humans cannot see. And as badly as we all want to try to create our own lives and create, you know, whatever, you know, we're making robots that take over people's jobs. We're devaluing literally the blessed form that we came here with. We're not honoring the signs that our bodies give us when they tell us that it's sick. We ignore it and go to work. So we've created this lifestyle and forced ourselves into it, and then we don't know why none of us are happy. We don't know why we're a Prozac popping culture. It's not hard. If you, you know, take a step back, it's not hard to see why. There's just no denying that there's a higher power. And it's not all on you. And frankly, the part of you that's making these decisions, which is the conscious part of you, is not the part of you that is the ruler of all of you. You've got a higher self. You've got your subconscious conscience. Consciousness is way too complicated for us to be able to just boil it down to like logical decisions that we make with our conscious minds. Like that you really think that my little tiny pea brain controls everything. I just can't. So anyway, what I'm basically saying is I figured out who I was. I figured out what I believed, and I had a lot of direct experiences. I had to go out there and find where I felt like I belonged. And I didn't. I basically found that which is outside of all of that. And that's why I use that word. So, man, I don't know how to use a lot of the functions on this now. It's so weird. I'm like, well, what is this? I don't know what this button does. I thought it turned it off, but I guess it doesn't. Eh, whatever. So, I got 16 minutes left. What is going on? I don't know. I don't see. I do have a caller in the queue. I'm not going to take callers tonight. Like I said, I'm still working on making sure all my other stuff works. But what do you think? I do have a couple of card decks with me. I always do, but I'm not really doing readings tonight, but maybe just plug in and get a concept that might be helpful to everyone else. Just something. Just a little something. You know, and if you come to me for a reading, which, because I really haven't been doing them, honestly, not much at all, I will give you the information that I get. You can accept it or not. If you're going to pay me for it, I would think you'd at least sit there and listen. But it's totally up to you. You know, you don't think it's real. Here's the thing. If you don't think it's real, then don't waste my time and don't waste your time. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to prove to anybody, anything to anybody. And it is what it is. Oh, look at this. I pulled, what do you feel? This card, which is in Alana Fairchild's Sacred Rebels Oracle, which is amazing. What do you feel? Feeling is really a lot of how most people process psychic information. know, there's a lot of words that get thrown around now that are sort of part of pop culture, like empath, narcissist. Honestly, it's just more labels. And labels are how the conscious mind intellectualizes and tries to process and understand things, and I get that too. But all of this stuff is so far beyond that. There's not even really much you have to... I met a guy recently who tried to explain to me how terrible a narcissist his wife was, that he's getting divorced from. Then he went into this whole diatribe about all of that. Like, different scenarios, things that she did, and tried to go through like this formula that he had for what is a narcissist and then fit all her behaviors into it. And I'm like, you guys, like I was on the phone and my eyes were glazing over. I didn't know what the hell to do with that. I really didn't. Nothing that, he was saying I had any interest in, because you know what? He was still spinning his wheels, trying to understand what this woman and him were doing together. Here's what you got to understand. A, if someone's not good for you, if somebody makes you very unhappy, diminishes the quality of the different aspects of your life that are like super important to you, they're just not a good person for you. You don't have to take any revenge. You don't have to do anything. You know what you need to do? You need to figure out who you are and go forward in the direction you're supposed to go in. I'm so far beyond all of this stuff now. I don't care. You can talk about this stuff to your blue in the face. Who cares? All you're doing is staying stuck in that energy. I'm going to sit there and think about that. I got better things to do. You know, I do other things now. I'm not in a traditional job anymore. And there was a time when I was with a group of people that I thought were my friends, that I thought cared about my best interests as well as their own. I thought we were a band. And guess what? I got stabbed in the back really hard. And I'm not going to talk about it in detail, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because just like whoever that person was that decided to call me a fascist in the chat room, all it makes me do is up my game. That's all it's going to do. You can only drive me in the right direction. Spirit always directs you the right place to go. When things happen, they really are for a reason. And you got to stop running back to the same crap. You got to stop doing that. Did you get what you wanted when you did that? No. So what do you want it for again? Now, you guys may have seen the Princess and the Frog from Disney. I love Mama Odie, okay? To me, she's a witch, okay? They call her like a voodoo mambo. They call her mambo because she's like a voodoo queen or something. But I see that as a witch. She's a witch. When she's singing her song and she talks about how Prince Naveen wants to get his money back. That's what he wants. He's like, you know, my family disowned me. I don't have any more money. I want my money back. And she says, you want that. You think it'll make you happy. Did it make you happy then? No, we're always just chasing something we think will make us happy instead of taking the time and figuring out what actually would make us happy. It's really stupid. All of this stuff the problem I find is there's too much noise all the time. There's the internet, there's your freaking phone, there's TV, there, like everything is bombarding you and hitting you. And as a sensitive person, I can tell you, I got to shut down a lot because it's too much. It's like incoming overstimulation. But all of this stuff really it burns my circuits out. And what actually it does is it distracts you. It's a distraction from going within and saying, what would really make me happy? And it doesn't matter if other people think what that is stupid, because they don't know what makes them happy either. So that's another thing you need to get past, is you got to love yourself enough the same way that you would love your child or a puppy and want to take care of it and give it what it needs and make sure that it's healthy and doesn't get hurt. Like, why can't you have that love for yourself? We're not taught how to do that. We're taught, like, at least in, you know, my experience as a woman, Italian culture, you're taught that you're a second thought. You're taught to serve your family first and then sit down. I mean, that's, and it's not abnormal. It's not uncommon. But the problem is because I was so highly sensitive as a kid and still now, it really, really messed my circuits up. I didn't know what to do. So I tried to do the good girl thing and go to college and get a corporate job and all that stuff. And I was really, really miserable. And I didn't even want to admit to myself that I was miserable. I was also very bored. Not busy. I was busy, but it was mind-numbing. A lot of the stuff I did was mind-numbing in those years. Some parts of my job I loved, and then as soon as I loved my job, somebody would come in and basically act like they were going to change it all up. And it's the dynamics. It's the way that it works whenever you're in an office. Nothing ever stays. It's very, I don't know. That's another kind of culture, you know. This is the way things are. And there's always somebody above you that wants to change what you do. So basically what happened through all that time, you guys are going to laugh. I did have a Dorian Virtue deck. I know you guys maybe not a big fans of her now. And the one card in this, my people would always say, go to this deck. I'm like, yeah, that deck doesn't have a lot of different concepts in it. And it's a limited deck. Why do you keep making me go back to that deck? And every time I would pull out the self-employment card and I'd be like, no, I can't do that. I asked for an answer. They gave me an answer. I was like, no. Okay. This is exactly the problem. I was like, how am I going to be self-employed? And then the question was, what to be self-employed in? You guys, it's been, let's see. I got divorced in 2011. And I moved to Florida in 2015. So within that 4-year period, I got a lot of self-employment. And now I'm self-employed. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I could become a minister. I did it. I didn't think any of these things. Why? Because my poor little pea brain and my conscious mind only can hold so much. It's just like having a computer with no internet connection. As soon as you start to open yourself up to access the other connections that you have, that we all have, it's like you hopped online. How can you not want that? I think that's amazing. Well, I got 6 minutes and 57 seconds left. I'm just watching the clock. This thing very quickly lets you know it's time to be wrapping things up. Couple more things. Like I said in the intro, stuff's always open to interpretation. My only hope is that you keep an open mind because, you know, maybe you're doing the same thing I'm doing. Maybe you're out there trying to figure out this fits me, this doesn't fit me. And I'm not putting any of it down by any means. I mean, I'm expressing the way that it didn't line up with what I was looking for or what I felt inside. It just didn't, I just couldn't find the right match. That's, you know, everything. That's what humans do. You know, you go to the pound, you look for the right dog. If there aren't any dogs that seem right for you, you don't just pick one and go home and hope for the best, do you? God, I hope not. You gotta love that thing. Same way you gotta love yourself enough to be able to pull your head out of your rear end and move forward and march forward. You know, it's funny. I did, when I first started giving readings, if I got what I perceived to be negative information, I would get really nervous and really scared. And I was like, I don't want to tell this person that, because I don't want them to get upset. That's my conscious mind. That's my interference. It took me a while to realize it's not my job to do anything other than deliver the message, the information. It's just, that's all it is. I would always try to soften something when I couldn't, I don't know, sometimes I couldn't even find a way to do that. But, you know, I did do an online reading with a really popular mainstream medium. His name's Travis. He's actually was on Psychic Kids when he was younger. He's very good, by the way. Well, one of the first things he said out of nowhere, because I didn't even give him a question, I just let him go. And he said, you need to be more direct with your mediumship. You're not being direct with people. And I'm like, oh my God, he got me. He totally has me. That's happening. You know, and I remember that the next time I gave a reading after that, when I was talking to the person who came to me, I got this information like drugs. This person was involved with drugs. And I'm like, oh my God, what if she doesn't know that or what? And I'm like, no. This is what you get. And it's either right or it's wrong. She might not even know about it, whatever. And I said, I'm really getting the feeling that this person was involved with drug activity. And she confirmed it. And it's like, see how easy it is when you don't fight the information. That's all it is. You're accessing something. You can read 10 books. You don't have to subscribe to everything in those books. You don't have to believe any of it. You're just educating yourself so that the next time something like that comes up, you have some information about it. You're just feeding your brain. There's a lot of ways that we think about things that stop us from doing things that would otherwise be good for us or make us happy or release us from some chains that we're carrying around. I don't wear your chains, but I wear mine. And honestly, they're a lot lighter these days. I know it's important. I know it's not important. And I don't, when spirit gives me a message, I just say, okay. There's nothing that, I'm worried about because I know I'm never alone. I know I always have my connection. And is it all airy-fairy? No, there's a lot of nasty out there. Of course there is. But when you establish a high enough frequency and you understand what your resonance is for truth, the rest of it just falls away. It takes a lot of time. Believe me, like I said, you didn't hear me because my stupid connection wasn't working. I have been swimming in all of this metaphysical stuff since I was about 18 years old. And it's taken me a lot of time to get to this place. It's taken me a lot of experiences. I've moved and lived in 3 different states. I've been married. I've been divorced. I've worked a number of different careers. But the whole point of it is you're not afraid to live your life. And when you have the witch power in you, when you have that claim to that name, something in you changes. There's an understanding that you have a place in the world. And that place is like the center of a spider web and everything is connected to it. The real power of a witch is not that she holds the whole universe within her and can control it all. It's knowing that she has access to it, or he. That is the most important thing to understand. So with that, I'm going to just sign off and say, I hope you enjoyed the show. Please send me a message on Facebook and let me know if you did, Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. And let me know if there's any topics you'd like me to cover. It's pretty much, this is a show meant for discussion. Tonight was a test drive just to make sure everything still worked and all my equipment still working. And I'm really grateful that I was able to get on here and just throw out some concepts and maybe have you all just think about them, mull it around in your head a little bit. You could be a witch. Ooh. You don't have to paint your face green either or wear a pointy hat. But it's kind of fun to wear a pointy hat, right? Yeah. So I am going to sign off. I'm not sure when the next show will be, so just stay tuned. I'll post information here on my page on Facebook and also go to my website, confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com, if you want to explore any of the topics that are on there any further. That would be a great place to start too. So there's postings all the way back from 2010, and some of them I've grown past and some of them are still valid. So take what you can and then leave the rest by the wayside. And as I always say, walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Good night, everybody.